Hello all, this is Isaac with Hour to Kill and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We got a nice show ahead of us here, folks. Up first, Lowell, Massachusetts, Death Cab for Cutie. Here we go. That was Lowell, Massachusetts. Lowell, MA, Death Cab for Cutie off We Have the Facts and We're Voting Yes. One of their excellent early records. This next one from the Magnetic Field. Fantastic stuff. It's If You Don't Cry. Really gorgeous song, I think. Here it is.
Crystal balls roll around your feet, nothing gets done.
That was Swim and Sleep Like a Shark by Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Fantastic artist. Beautiful, haunting song. This is a song, I'm calling all the songs beautiful today because that's why I picked them. I think these are all very neat. This is Weird Fishes / Arpeggi by Radiohead off In Rainbows. Thank you. beautiful song. One of my favorites. My favorite Radiohead song ever. There's probably something in the WMFO, like bylaws, that says you're not supposed to play Radiohead, or you can only play it so many times, because countless people have surely played it on their shows consistently, but had to get some weird fishes in there. Next, another mainstay of the show. Play them a lot. Sonic Youth. Schizophrenia might be my favorite Sonic Youth song, although they have so many fantastic ones. I need to shut up so you can just appreciate. Schizophrenia, Sonic Youth, off Sister, which I believe came out in 1987. One of their many excellent albums. Up next, we got a longer one from Modest Mouse. I've been listening to a lot lately, really getting into him. I think Isaac Brock is a very talented writer, singer, everything. Really interesting. Just just overall neat little sound.
Thank you. 4.
That was Styrofoam Boots, and It's on Ice. It's All Nice on Ice. All right, Modest Mouse, the closer to the Lonesome Crowded West. Fantastic album. Anytime the drums kick in, like 3 minutes into a song, I think it's a classic. I think it's fantastic. Yeah. I have a public service announcement. Did you know that car crashes are the number one cause of teen deaths, and that half of all teens that die, die in a car crash? But you can do something about it. Next time you are in a car with a friend who is driving recklessly, speak up. Say something. Anything. Because there is no spokesperson to prevent reckless driving. There is only you. Speak up. This has been a public service message from the Ad Council. Just letting the people know. It's an interesting little fall day. Rainy. A little bit. I don't know. It's been a stressful last couple weeks. I know for a lot of y'all it's a stressful time. Midterms packing in right before this Thanksgiving break. But we're going to get through it. We got a nice break coming up. I'm going home to Austin. That means next week there's not going to be a show. I'm just going to have to deal with whoever fills my boots. They'll probably do a good job. We have a good community here at WMFO. We got a nice little song in the background right now, Heaven on the Beach with You, Robert Lester Folsom. Nice little acoustic track. And then after this, I got some Mount Eerie, The Moan, off No Flashlight. Excellent. First album I've been listening to a lot lately. But yeah, we're here. It's WMFO. It's Hour to Kill. We're killing an hour. I'm not looking forward to walking home after this and feeling like the sun's already starting to set. This is going down at like 4 p.m. here. But you know what? That's life. That's fall. That's winter. That's where we're at now. And where we're at now in the hour is The Moan by Mount Eerie. Some of Mount Erie's best noise stuff, the moan of No Flashlight.
No aloha.
This is No Aloha by the Breeders. No Aloha by the Breeders. Up next is The City by Dismemberment Plan. Probably my favorite emo band. Other than maybe the band that comes after the Mineral. But anyway, here's The City, Dismemberment Plan. Wonderful stuff.
Nothing to do, the city's been dead since you've been gone.
That was The City by Dismemberment Plan and 5-8 and 10 by Mineral. Probably my two favorite emo bands of the 90s, two of the most influential emo bands of the 90s. Wonderful bands. Not always the most happy, uplifting music, but a very enjoyable, I think. This is Give Me the Cure by Fugazi, another very influential emo, pre-emo 90s band. I don't want to call them emo, but whatever they are, they're good. From Give Me the Cure by Fugazi, we now go to A Love Song by The Cure.
Thank you.
That was Love Song by The Cure. It's been my favorite song recently. Really, really touching and beautiful. I just love Robert Smith. Anything Robert Smith put his hands on for a period of time was incredible. Right now, we got the weekly New Orders track. This one's Leave Me Alone off Power, Corruption, and Lies. And then after that, we might only have one, maybe two more songs after that. Getting close to the end of the hour, but yeah, enjoy. That was Leave Me Alone by New Order. We got just one more song on the docket for you here. Docket? Is that even a correct term for it? Whatever. One more song on the set list, and then I hand the reins off. We We got paranormal playground sounds for the next hour after this, so stick around for that. I might just stick around for that. I got some work to do. I might just do it in the studio here. But we got one more song to close out this hour we killed. We got A Lot's Gonna Change by Way's Blood. Really, another song I think is really gorgeous and touching and blah, 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 blah. It's great. And what I'm going to use to kind of close out the hour. So please enjoy. A Lot's Gonna Change, Way's Blood. Thank you all for listening. This is Isaac, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
If you're free.